In the lunchtime edition, the director of government's criminal justice research and planning unit believes gun violence among young men in this country is now at crisis proportions and wants a system in schools to identify and intervene with these problem youngsters early. The police called in after a parent allegedly threatens teaching staff at a St. George primary school. A swarm of bees forces early closure of Wilkie Cumberbatch Primary. Several other schools said to be having a similar problem. And government hires a traffic consultant as it looks for solutions to the gridlock on this country's roads. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The director of government's criminal justice research and planning unit, Cheryl Willoughby, believes the level of gun violence perpetrated by young people in this country is now at crisis proportions and wants a system in place to spot and address these tendencies while the youngsters are still in school. Ms. Willoughby was speaking during a webinar on the findings of a study on recidivism, which is the tendency of criminals to reoffend after being released from prison. She noted that there was yet another gun killing yesterday and is concerned that many of the perpetrators are just teenagers.
We are aware of the crime situation in the country. Only yesterday, we had another young man that has lost his life to gun violence. The level of gun violence that we have in Barbados, I would call it a crisis situation, whereby we are having persons accused for murder having an average age of between 16 and 18, and it goes to 19 in one or two cases. It tells me that our systems of diagnosing, actually planning intervention strategies, is breaking down in this country. Some may say it is at the family level. Some may say it is at the school level.
Mrs. Willoughby believes there would have been early signs in the school or at home that these youngsters were at risk, and those tendencies need to be flagged and interventions made.
We identify early those children within our school system that would allow interveners, whether it's the teacher, the head teacher, whomever, to seek help early for those children, whether it's at the primary level or the secondary level, because research will show that that child would have had some sort of risk factors being displayed within their either home environment or school environment. And those triggers, those factors were not dealt with efficiently to allow that child to be able to reintegrate as well as change behaviors.
Director of Government's Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby. The police were summoned and a safety officer has been assigned to the Workman's Primary School in St. George after a parent allegedly entered the compound and threatened the teaching staff. A source familiar with the situation tells Starcom Network News, the incident seems to have been triggered by a case where a child at the school suffered some injury. The parent, apparently dissatisfied with how the matter was handled, is reported to have visited the school and confronted the staff. President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, tells Starcom Network News the matter has been drawn to his attention.
Yes, we are concerned and we can confirm that it has happened. Well, the ministry has agreed to provide security officer for the school. That security officer should be in place tomorrow, and we will see how that goes in terms of the comfort for the staff and the students at the school.
Mr. Lovell says there is another issue that has been drawn to his attention, and it's a matter apparently affecting several schools, and has even forced the early closure of one of them today, infestation by swarms of honeybees. The Ministry of Education has issued a statement saying that this morning, several bees encroached the environs of the Wilkie Cumberbatch Primary School at Pine Lane St. Michael, disrupting classes. The statement says that last week a beekeeper successfully removed two hives from the school premises and assured the principal that no more hives were on the property. But the beekeeper believes there is another hive somewhere in the community and the bees are being attracted to the school by the fragrance of sweets, which may be drawing the bees to the school compound. The Ministry of Education says that after consultation and due to concern for health and safety, it was decided that the school would close just after the lunch period today. Mr. Lovell says Wilkie Cumberbatch is not the only school with such a bee problem.
There's also an issue pertaining to bees affecting several schools, some in Somerville area, one in Peter, two was brought to the attention of the Ministry of Education.
President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, in the Lunchtime Edition. Well, government has engaged a traffic consultant as it looks for solutions to the gridlock on this country's highways. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltri and Minister of Transport and Works Sanjay Bradshaw, speaking at the St. Michael Speaks Town Hall meeting, were responding to concerns stated by Welcher St. Michael resident Charles Lovell, who highlighted the congestion at Bridge Road due to the stop lights. Ms. Maltri said additional expertise has been brought on board to help develop a plan.
Those traffic issues will go to the traffic engineers, and I actually happen to know that Santia has engaged, the ministry has engaged somebody who is reviewing traffic island-wide. Why? Because in my view, if we don't get on top of the traffic situation in this country, it is going to be a major cause of lack of productivity. So that the ministry is trying to get ahead of the curve, and ultimately, we are hoping to be able to have as many buses so that Barbadians can reach a point where if we say a bus is coming at 3:37, you can step out and it is there at 3:37.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltri, the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, has signed a 2-year agreement with Lyndhurst Taxi Services to provide shuttle service for its 20,000-plus members who are having challenges with driving, especially at nights. The BARP-certified taxi service will begin today. BARP President Marlon Rice-Bowen says it will address the numerous complaints they receive from members who are blinded by the bright LED lights as they navigate the roads across Barbados. And a storm off the coast of the U.S. Northwest and Western Canada is pummeling the region, bringing high winds, flooding, and snow to over 7 million residents living in the states along the Pacific Ocean. The storm has caused widespread power outages for hundreds of thousands of Americans, and its strong winds have downed trees. At least one person has died. Our top stories. The Director of Government's Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby, believes gun violence among young men in this country is now at crisis proportions and wants a system in schools to identify and intervene with these problem youngsters from early. The police called in after a parent allegedly threatened teaching staff at the St. George, Addison George Primary School. The Ministry of Education increases security there in response. And government hires a traffic consultant as it looks for solutions to the gridlock on this country's highways. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.